Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. Can you explain something to me? Al Morganti's in there every day, and Al Morganti never hits it just right. Johnson comes in out of nowhere, right? He does the whole shift normally overnight, and he hits it on the button. What does that tell you about professionalism in radio? Thank you. Good morning, everybody. That's John Johnson's in here today.
Hello.
For Al. Rhea's here as
Hello.
Usual, and in the big seat. The co-host today is the great Billy King, and I would like to begin today's show by recreating a moment about an hour or so ago when Billy arrived, because he walked in. It's always kind of a big moment because Billy's a big man, and he comes in, and he looks at me, and he says,
"Good morning, Ange. What a wonderful sports town we got here."
And then I think to myself, wow, what a day to have Darth Vader here. John Johnson. Everything all worked out almost too well.
Yeah.
This city sports, ladies and gentlemen, is a dumpster fire. Do you understand? If you had the audacity to watch sports last night instead of fine entertainment available on 912 different stations, you have made a grave mistake.
Need a refund.
All right. First of all, those 19 Flyer fans that are left out here,
they
lost 7 in a row. They didn't even compete last night. It was awful. Al Morganti, I don't even know if he wants me to say this. He takes Vigneault dangling by a thread, waiting in the wings. You ready? John Tortorella.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. I don't think Al said that on the air at all. I don't care.
I tell people all the time, don't say anything in front of Angelo you don't want on the air.
You tell me, you tell the world.
Yes.
Then you got the Sixers. Billy, that was nice the way that game ended, huh?
Yeah.
It's a beautifully designed final play.
The Sixers saw what the Eagles did on Sunday and said, hey, let's blow the last play.
Hold my beer.
Billy, what the hell was the last play? They had 6 seconds.
No, that the play was designed correctly.
Yeah.
It was executed poorly.
Executed poorly.
Yes.
The plan was to get it to Embiid, even though he's having a terrible shooting night.
Well, he's your guy. You ride him.
All right. Was it a good idea to have Tobias dribbling a ball around?
No. The problem is Tobias is supposed to come off the screen. If they switch, which they did, then that means Joel had a smaller guy on him. He's supposed to catch it, throw it inside to Joel.
There's one problem there. Tobias Harris thinks he's Michael Jordan.
He's not. 88-87 loss. And you know who shut down Embiid?
Don't say it. Don't do it. It's too early.
Al Horford?
Yeah.
How old is he now?
Average Al.
Oh, my God. And then Rhea just pointed out that the Eagles, we haven't gotten over what happened Sunday. Do you believe that? Billy's wearing his Eagles sweatshirt. But Billy, Rager dropped 2 touchdown passes.
He did. And
you were a GM. Would you cut him?
After the game, I would have thought about it.
Love it.
But then my staff would have made me realize that, we can't do that.
And then we turn to the one vestige of hope in Philadelphia sports, the Phillies. And baseball. And if you missed it, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Baseball, the lockdown is started. And therefore, I would like to declare the passing of our America's pastime.
So sad. Much like a game, it's
Joe, you
long could have
gotten
well.
a quicker one than that. It's going to be time for the break by the time I'm done with it. I said, Joe, get taps. I get the slowest.
No,
I don't know.
I don't know. Taps is a fast version of taps.
No. He's
that was like a Stairway to Heaven.
No,
it was like 7-minute version.
No, it was like watching an average Phillies game.
Exactly.
And we're going to start with that just because it's not every day that a sport commits suicide. All right, and Billy, to me, even though you're no more for basketball, you would be a far better commissioner than the one they currently have, Rob Manfred. I'm trying to get my brain around. I did nothing this whole year. This is the flagship station of a top baseball franchise, the Phillies. I did nothing for 6 months but rip how bad the product of baseball has become. I was speaking for an entire city on that. Yeah. I know how many emails I get from people saying, I can't get through a single baseball game. 3.5, 3 hours, 45, 4 hours, 4 hours and 15 minutes for a single game. Nothing happens for an hour. And then in the same week where they paid one player $43 million, they locked the players out and said no baseball indefinitely. Billy, explain how that's smart.
Well, the problem is you have rogue owners that are billionaires that think I'm going to do it on my own. I'm in big
Steve
market.
Steve Cohen in the Mets right now.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm in the big market. I got a big local TV deal. Got revenue coming in the big market, so I can spend. But then you have places like Pittsburgh, Kansas City that can't spend. So there's an imbalance in the league of who can spend, who cannot, and that's always been in baseball.
I know, but that's too technical. John, you cover the Phillies. John, you cover the Phillies.
Yeah.
If your product stinks, and you know it, they're on the record. Players are on the record. Owners are on the record. The commissioners are on the record saying this product right now is not good.
Mm-hmm.
This is your answer? Are they going to solve it through a new collective bargaining agreement?
No.
They're nuts. So what are they doing?
They don't live in the same reality that everyone else does.
That's what it is. It's the Jeff Lurie story again. Billionaires surrounded by sycophants who do nothing but tell them what they want to hear,
mm-hmm.
and they think they're right, and everybody else is wrong, and then they made all the players billionaires, so now the players have the same stupid attitude. Rhea!
It's millionaires fighting with billionaires, and it's kind of really hard to relate. It's amazing. They learn nothing from what happened during the coronavirus. Remember the beginning of that, when they fought with each other so bad and they turned a lot of people off? They think they can get away with this because there's no games right now.
But that's what it is. Well, you're right. In fact, I'm not going to play it. I'm not playing any sound in this segment. But Jeff Passan, who's kind of like a spokesman, he's on ESPN, he's a spokesman for baseball. He said there's no reason to be concerned. Be concerned if they're still not back by the end of February.
Excuse me, no.
There's a thing called the hot stove, and it's what stirs up interest by the fans to purchase tickets, which fuel the entire marketing of a sport. If you shut the hot stove down, if that goes cold, what do you have left? Who's buying a freaking ticket? And I'm going to tell you how petty this is. This is shameful. This is an indictment of the leadership of that dope Rob Manfred, the commissioner. At midnight last night, I'm going to say this too. I hope I'm not going out of bounds here. We attempted to put on our own baseball reporter, other than you. You're the Phillies guy, but we have a baseball guy, Todd Zalecki.
Yeah.
He was banned from coming on
because
he works for MLB.com, and they have shut baseball down. So Todd Zalecki's voice has been silenced. Todd Zalecki is silenced. I'll bet. Anyway,
which is odd. Like, why would they shut that down?
This is even more petty. So at midnight, they remove from the website all evidence of every player.
They remove the headshots.
All the headshots are gone. The names. The Phillies are doing their marketing.
The bobblehead.
What happened with the bobblehead? Because they have a bobblehead day coming up.
Bobblehead day coming up for a player.
A player. He I believe he's the MVP.
A player.
But it went from the player's name. I can't say it. I'm not allowed to with a flagship station. But they removed the player's name from their website.
I think they have to remove the Bryce Harper banner from Citizens Bank Park.
What do you mean they have to? They don't have to do anything. Yeah. They don't have to lock out a sport when no one cares about them.
No, but once you lock out, you have to do that because you don't have the rights to use the player's name and images.
How stupid are these people? Billy, how stupid?
My thing, once you go this point, if you want to correct it, you may have to miss the whole season if you want to get things right.
Great concept.
They'll never get people back.
Let me say this. Yeah.
But
they miss a whole season, I can't wait to jump back after that. Yeah. My final year here at WIP will have no baseball, which is not that much different from the last season.
Here's something fascinating. Yeah. As we were talking, I had decided, let me go on MLBshop.com.
Good thing. Look, let's purchase some items.
Well, I certainly can, and they're as expensive as ever.
They are.
They're
still willing to take my
money. Wow. They're still going to take your money, though, for the holiday season.
All right. Well, here's what we're going to do today. We have phenomenal prizes. I'll bet you would love to be wearing a Devontae Smith shirt today, or you'd love a $50 Visa gift card, or you would love, as a Christmas gift, a 50-minute massage if hand is stone, or a Wendy's gift card, or a Boston Market gift card. They're all in play today. I don't have to tell you who the judge is. When he's here, he's always the judge. He's smarter than us, Mr. Billy King. And what we need you to do today is to lock out somebody in sports. You get to eliminate, in the sports world, owner, GM, coach, player. You get to lock one out for good. All right? We're going to all give you odds in the course of the first hour here. But lock someone out for prizes today. The judge of the five best lockouts is that man right there, Billy King. Billy, you have like a – you look like you swallowed a canary.
No, I was thinking about who I would lock out.
I know you would.
And I had two.
Yeah, you have a couple right away. All right, you can't give us
No. I'll give it to you off the air.
All right, okay, that's fine, because there's one thing you could always confide in me. I never say a word.
Oh, God, no.
215-592-9494. Let's start this off with Keith in Bensalem. I need somebody to tell me how they feel about the Phillies not being around. Hi, Keith.
Hi, how you doing? But you know, the sad part is, it's not just the Phillies. It's baseball in general.
Yep.
It's a sport that I love more than anything in the world.
Yep.
And what they're doing is, it's unwatchable anymore. And they're going to make this worse. Are you serious? Happiness.
Keith, how old are you?
I'm 58 years old.
When did you start following baseball?
When I was four.
4 years old. And then had the posters on the walls and all that stuff, right?
Oh, my father was, they were going to draft him to the Orioles, but he had to go into the Army, you know, because he was drafted. You know, so he didn't get that chance. So we were huge into, it's like something like, listen, the first thing I did when I came out of the womb was throw a ball. It was, you know what I'm saying? So it means that so much to me. And it's sad because, I have my kids, and they're not interested in it. I have a 30-year-old and I have a 12-year-old. In fact, Ray, my son's only 3 days younger than your son.
Yeah, so your kids are not into baseball, Keith?
Well, you know what? They like it, but they don't love it. They don't have the passion for it.
And that's because of the product, right? It's too slow for them.
Yes, it's because of the product.
Well, this is the problem, Keith. What got you hooked on sports? The only reason I'm here is because of baseball. You understand? My father was a massive baseball fan, and he handed it down. But I'll tell you what, if the game was played the way it is today, when my father started following it, he wouldn't have handed it down because he wouldn't have followed it. It's not – and these guys locked out the players? What are they? Are they that suicidal? This is suicide.
It's crazy. I just don't get it. It's like instead of like – you know, like the NFL tried to get you back into it.
Yep.
You know, like – but it just seems like Major League Baseball – they go the opposite way. I don't understand.
Well, I have a little bit of an explanation. But, Keith, give me somebody you would like to lock out of sports.
Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones is a good start. He is locked out. No more Jerry Jones. Here's the thing. All right, this is what you got to understand. People that still love baseball grew up with baseball cards. You could smell them. They smelled of that gum. Of that bubble gum,
yeah.
Right? That was, you put them in the spokes of your bicycle. Yeah. Oh, I'm talking a language now that some people don't even relate to. And you would get up in the morning and you would check the box score to see how your favorite player did. And then you would talk about it at school. And other people would follow it. And then in the World Series, the teachers, these gruff people that you learned to hate, they would post the scores because the games were out of the afternoon. And they would post the score. Then you would run home for the last innings of the World Series games. This is how I became a sports fan. And these jerks running it now, they have ruined what they had. And they expect us to sit around for months now with no hot stove, no ramp up to a season, and then jump back on when they're ready? Not me. They can go straight to hell. Straight to hell.
Okay.
Without a picture.
215.
Yeah, that was good.
I got room for you now, guys. I got Tyrone, I got Mike, I got Dan, and I got you. There's five great prizes. I'm trying to read Billy's face. We come back. We'll give you what we think, who we think should be locked out from sports. Our first call had a good one, Jerry Jones. Who locked out? You will not have to deal with this person ever again in sports. How would he improve your life? 215-592-9494. Top of the hour. We got a blockbuster, all right? Gary Myers is our good friend, and he covers New York football, but he's also a football author, and he is currently working on a book with RG3 that will unmask all of the dirty laundry from the Washington football team. This story, and it is my job at 7 o'clock to weasel early information out of Gary. WIP Sports Time, 616.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, 6:23 is your time right now, ladies and gentlemen. Just a little glimpse into the pandemic. What is it, about 20 months now since it started? Ava Graham is here today, but yes. We have Kyle Quinn monitoring. Kyle is one step behind him every way. If she coughs, she has to leave.
Oh. Right.
Because you were caught. If you cough one time, you must leave because it could be Omicron.
So I should head out.
Did you cough?
No, yeah, I coughed, but people are going to cough.
Out.
It's
out.
Heat. No.
Out.
No. I've taken 3 tests in like the last 24 hours, and all of them are negative. Okay? I'm staying. I'm fine. I'm walking around with my mask. I dry out from the heat, and that's all it is.
Hmm. Do you sense
there you go.
Is that insubordination or is it me? She's yelling at me. I'm her boss. All right, Ava, very well, but we're monitoring your cough.
I've been walking around with the mask. I'm very safe. I'm going to be safe.
Okay.
And we do have plexiglass.
Yes.
We do have plexiglass,
that'll do it.
But this plexiglass, something tells me we got this at a cheap rate. Something tells me it doesn't block anything.
I like it wasn't here when it was really a pandemic.
Yeah.
Ava Graham, what is our question of the day?
Well, it's brought to you by Armin Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit ArminCadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. On the first day of the lockout, how do you feel about baseball? Love it. It's okay. Don't care at all.
That's the indictment. I would love to tell you don't care at all, and maybe if I didn't have this job, I would. I have to vote it's okay, although I'm not that happy about it. Billy King.
I love it.
He loves it. Ah, you are making it easier for them. John Johnson.
These self-centered, arrogant players and owners don't care about me or any fan. I don't care about them.
John Johnson covers the Phillies, and he doesn't care. God bless you, Johnson. Rear use.
I'm sad because I want to be with Billy and say I love it because I grew up loving it. I grew up in a baseball family far before it was, you know, football took over. But it's okay. It's disappointing.
Rhea's with me, and I think that means we carry Ava's vote. Ava, how do you feel, and how does your core?
Is it a proxy?
I'm actually with John.
You don't care at all.
Doesn't care.
Whoa!
They don't care about us. They don't care about, you know, my sister, my diehard, you know, baseball-loving sister. Then you know what? I don't care about you.
All right. Now, listen, guys. We got coming up at the top of the hour. This is a fascinating situation. Gary Myers is a good friend. I go back with Gary 40 years.
Wow.
Gary Myers is a great football writer. He is a brilliant football author.
The Catch is one of the greatest books I've ever read.
And he's doing a book right now that's going to blow the cover off the Washington football team because it's being done by a guy on that team, RG3, during some of the worst Daniel Snyder years. And they ruined RG3's career with some very bad medical advice during the playoffs.
You watched them ruin it in a playoff game. Yeah. Without a doubt.
So that story's going to be in the book, and a lot of other stuff's going to be in the book, but it's going to be my job. I'm going to attempt something on this show at 7 o'clock that is unprofessional. I'm going to attempt to bribe Gary Myers, all right? Gary Myers knows now who was the snitch who dimed out the guy that ruined John Gruden's career. Because John Gruden had some very damaging emails, really insulting emails, which got leaked out of a long investigation into the Washington football team. Nothing else got leaked.
What kind of bribe are we talking?
Brent Musburger. Remember him? He became relevant yesterday again when he announced that somebody was a hired assassin to ruin the career of John Gruden. You know who knows who that leaker is? Our guest at 7, Gary Myers. And I am prepared to offer Gary on this show $100 for that sauce.
Big spender.
And before you say, no way, I have a history of getting this information out of people. I take you back 2 years ago when there was a big controversy surrounding the Eagles. And somebody knew who was leaking negative information about Carson Wentz. And I was able to get it out of Howard Eskin. Remember this?
It's a source. Do you know who it is?
Yeah.
Are you willing to tell us?
Yeah, why not? All Sean Jeffrey.
Did you just compare him to Howard Eskin?
Do you understand?
That was great journalism.
Yeah, thank you very much. You think that was easy? There was nobody in this world more shocked that he answered the question.
I was here.
I was. You were here that day. All right. So all I'm saying is anyone listening right now that has ever been a snitch, Because to me, there are times when you should be. All right? When I was when I left the newspaper up in Providence, I sat down with the executive editor and told him who knew what he was doing and who didn't. And the executive editor, the sports editor, got fired 3 weeks after.
Wow.
Now, you would say, man, you must feel horrible. No, I feel good. He was awful.
You do that every day here.
I am a truth teller at all costs. And I'm sure there are other examples where I have been a snitch. Is anybody listening right now? Because, like, I like to watch, like, The Sopranos. You get shot and killed when you're a snitch. Yeah. They call you a rat in the mafia. And I always root for the rat.
What?
I like the rat. Because to me, the rat has got guts. But this rat, the guy who leaked this stuff to ruin Gruden's career, he's, you know what he's doing right now? He's sitting there going, man, I'm cooked when this gets out. I am persona non grata. Everybody's going to hate
me. You think it's a big name?
It's got to be.
I think so.
Billy, during the break, Billy gave me a theory. Oh, would that be fun?
Oh, Billy, what are you doing?
Billy, that would be fun.
Next segment.
No. I keep. I respect Billy, unlike the rest of the people I work with. Won't do it. But anyway, we'll see. I will offer him $100. My thinking is, Rhea, he gets the 100, all right? Mm-hmm. The story goes viral. It's a huge story if he's diving out who took down John Gruden. We get the benefit of that publicity, and more people want to buy the book.
Right.
Yeah.
Winners across the board. The
Absolutely.
Only loser is the snitch.
No
bad.
No, and you, $100.
I'm willing to do that. Look, I'm here to help others.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Yeah, why not? All Sean Jeffrey.
I'll expense it out. Tyrone's on the line. Hi, Tyrone.
Hey, good morning, Ange. You crazy, man.
Tyrone, let's talk about your basketball team. Did you enjoy that game last night?
I did not watch. I did not enjoy Tobias Harris at all. I just think, you know, you have a lesser athlete on you. You know, take it to the basket, put some pressure on him. What is this dribble back away from the court, from the basket with 6 seconds left in the game? Like, I don't understand what he was doing. And quite honestly, I'm about tired of Tobias Harris.
All right, well, I have two experts. Tyrone, let me get my experts in on that. Tobias Harris, what did you see last night from his performance, Billy?
Well, I mean, he's not playing well at all. He's not shooting the ball well, but you don't put him in that situation, and Tobias should know that's not his situation to create off the dribble. I think the play was designed for him to come off, either have a shot, if they switch, which they did, throw it inside of Joel because Joel had the mismatch. So, to me, it's on Tobias because the execution of that play was poor. And Danny Green didn't execute it as well either.
John, I'm paying a lot of money to Tobias.
Yes.
Am I getting my money's worth?
Billy's very nice and political about it. Tobias Harris thinks he's something that he is not.
Wow.
And he's being coached by someone who's vastly overrated.
Ooh.
So when you combine those two, you're going to lose to a subpar team in the Boston Celtics in the manner in which they did. Which, by the way, 2.5 hours, that was root canal. That was the most painful game. It took effort to watch it. It was that
really?
Bad.
Would you rather watch baseball 4 hours or that?
Sixers.
God, is there another option?
Tyrone, when the foul score is 88-87, you probably did not get a ton of entertainment. You know what I'm saying?
No. And why didn't you have? Why didn't you have a point guard on the floor at that time? That's what I didn't understand.
But you don't need a point guard. Six seconds is not. What's
not
a point
a lot
guard?
Of time.
Yeah, not a lot of time for a point guard to create a.
You're
play.
Not out there to be a floor general at that point. You got
the attended guy was Embiid. They couldn't get it to him.
Well, what about Maxey? You what about passing the ball to Maxey to put a little pressure, and then he can get the ball to Embiid a little quicker.
But it's 6 seconds. He catches it. He's going to penetrate. You're probably going to get a jump shot from him. And.
Okay.
Tobias is a better jump shooter than Maxey.
They didn't deserve to win the game.
Tyrone, do you agree with Johnson that Doc Rivers is vastly overrated?
Well, he hasn't done anything really since Boston, man. I mean, I like Doc. You know, I think he's a Hall of Fame coach. But when you really look at his record, he hasn't been able to get out of the second round since he's won the championship with Boston. I mean, the record speaks for itself.
There's some great stuff from Joel I got to get to today. Tyrone, give me somebody you would like to lock out.
Oh, man, Skip Bayless.
Skip Bayless. Good one.
I thought about that one.
You know, there's a whole story going now that Troy Aikman is running out of his contract. He's going to have a new contract.
Mm-hmm.
And he might not re-sign with Fox because Fox signed Skip Bayless.
Yep.
And Aikman hates Bayless so much.
Oh, really?
And they did it against Aikman's wishes.
Well, he's hated yeah. Skip Bayless for, what, 30 years?
Yeah.
I mean,
no, it goes back to when Aikman played.
Yep.
Because Bayless was a columnist then, and he hated him then.
Bayless said some bad stuff about him.
But you would think Aikman's such a big name, getting all that money, that they would listen to Aikman. They ignored Aikman and brought Bayless there. Not a good man.
If I'm CBS, I fire Romo and get Aikman.
Oh, please.
Well, let me tell you something right now. Romo is not getting fired because he's got like 100 years on his contract at 18 mil.
I will say in that Cowboys game on Thanksgiving, towards the end of it, he got back to being an analyst.
He did.
And was actually good.
Wow.
For
that
like
must
five
be
minutes.
Good. I guess he hadn't started celebrating yet in that game. Mike's on a live for Berwyn. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how are we all doing today?
We're doing fine, Mike, but sports in this town is terrible. Horrible.
I have a question to ask you and your panel. Who is the worst GM in Philadelphia?
Right now?
Yeah.
That is a great question. Who wants to take the first shot at that one?
Maureen, Tombowski.
Howie.
No, he's actually won a championship within the last couple
Rager
of years.
Rager dropped that ball, Howie moved into the league.
Well, I go rear. Howie's got the only ring out of all of them, right?
All right, no, Howie.
No, DeBrusque.
Hold on. What does it matter what I say? You were a GM, Billy. Who's the worst? Dombrowski, Maury, Fletcher, Howie. Dombrowski, Maury, Fletcher, Howie.
I'm going to go with, man.
He's going to say it. Mike, he's having the worst. He's so decisive, he doesn't know what to say.
I'm going to say Dombrowski.
Dombrowski!
He hasn't done anything.
But he managed to
close it yesterday.
He managed to pry, a couple of shekels loose from the pocketbook. Yeah. My favorite part about it is Dombrowski telling Jim Salisbury, we signed him we didn't tell him he's going to be a closer. We didn't promise him that. I'm like, what?
you're referring to Corey Knebel.
Yeah.
And we're going to be calling him Evil Knebel.
He's got to be healthy to be the closer.
Mike, good question.
I actually think Dombrowski has done the better job, even though he hasn't done much. You got an owner that doesn't want to spend money.
So who's the worst?
To me, it's Howie.
Why?
Why? Because he hasn't done anything with the salary cap. That's supposed to be his specialty.
Because he's the personal valet of Jeff
Lurie. We haven't been able to sign anybody because we're so tight under the salary cap.
Mike, you and I are correct. We got the correct answer. What do we win? Oh, wait a minute. You're the caller. Mike, give me somebody you want to lock out of sports.
Ben Simmons.
Oh, yes. Well, he kind of is.
Kind of did it to himself.
Yeah. No. Johnson, there's no way you can endorse that. It would take away a lot of the complaining you do in WIP.
Well, I can tell you right now what I'm going to do when the show is over. I got a nice lawn chair in my trunk. I'm going to plant myself outside the Fiddler Club and wait to spot Ben Simmons.
He's in this building.
He is in the building. Yeah.
Right now he finds out we're
in
here.
Fact, oh, yeah. In just a few minutes, I'm going to play for you. Doc Rivers was asked by the Boston media about Simmons last night, and it's as if somebody let go in the room. He did not like the question at all. 215-592-9494. We come back, a rare moment when we all say incredibly positive things, including John Johnson. That's right. Something really positive when we return.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It's 6:43 right now on a Thursday morning. Coming up at the top of the hour is Gary Myers, who will divulge for us the snitch who has caused all the problems right now at the Washington football team. Now, I say that with hope. I don't know for sure he's going to do that, but I am going to attempt to bribe him with $100. But first, I want to get this out. I have never, despite the fact that John Johnson has shown no respect for my winners and weasels tradition.
He doesn't?
And has had the audacity to change the rules of it as if he knows better than I do how to run that contest.
Do it every time.
But he's a jackass, and I can't do anything about it. But I am going to break a 32-year tradition, and I am going to do something that I vowed I never would. I said no one will ever be the winner of the week if they lose. But I'm going to make an exception tomorrow. And I'm going to name as my winner of the week, Jason Kelce. Because what he did last Sunday was phenomenal. Yeah. And I was watching it saying, they have no chance to win this game unless they can get Kelce back in. And you watch him on the sideline, and he got hurt early in the game. He was out the whole second quarter, and he didn't start the third quarter. And when that happens, Bill, you're not playing. Because if they could patch you back up, they'll patch you up for the second half. But the situation got more and more dire because Herbert stinks, number one, and doesn't know what a hold is, number two. So it gets midway through the third quarter, and all of a sudden, number 62 is back on the field. And I went, my God, what a guy. And he toughed it through, and he did everything he could. Yeah. He should have walked off that field the winner. Rager's the only one that denied them of that. But that guy deserves it. And what happened yesterday in the Eagles camp was phenomenal because you heard people gushing about his toughness and his commitment to the people. And you're going to hear a quote about you, Philadelphia, that's going to blow your mind. First, though, let me tell you what Nick Sirianni said about Jason Kelce.
My text message to Jason after the game is like, you're the toughest guy I know, and we appreciate the heck out of you coming back in. And it was – that's what you want from your leaders, a guy that's just going to do everything he can do to give of himself to his teammates. And I think that's the selflessness of Jason Kelce, the toughness of Jason Kelce. Like, I can't say enough good things about him. Not only do I think he's one of the best offensive linemen that I've ever been around, and I've been around some good offensive linemen, I also think he's the toughest guy I've ever been around.
Kids, you're looking for a hero in this city? That's the hero. Number 62, Philadelphia Eagles, Jason Kelce. Mm-hmm. Get the poster, put it up, get the jersey. That's a hero.
Players like that don't exist anymore.
They don't. Mm-hmm. And his commitment to this city is beyond belief. But before I want to play one other thing because it's just this guy is going to become a big star in his own right because there's nobody like Jordan Mailata. Not only is he a behemoth on the field, but when he talks – he doesn't talk like anybody else.
He's a character.
He's a rugby player from Australia, all right? And he's trying yesterday to describe Kelce. I don't understand all these references, but I'm positive they're positive. Listen.
You ever seen The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies? And the dwarves are getting slaughtered. Sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that word. And then the old king jumps over the wall, and they come running out. It's like they rally to him. Rally to the king, because of that. Okay, anyways, I'll find the gift for you. That's what it was. It's like rally to the king, you know. We got our leader back. It was awesome. It was a great morale booster. I'm not saying Herbie didn't bring that morale, but, you know, just you can't. There's the reason why Jason Kelce is Jason Kelce.
Wow. I know it was really positive. I'm not sure about The Hobbit and all that stuff, but
you never read The Hobbit?
Not really.
Yeah, totally.
But I take his word for it. He has a really cool way of expressing stuff.
Well, it's the accent.
Love him.
Yeah. What it is.
Now let's get to Kelce himself. Because man, you can't script stuff like this. So Kelce's asked, where does this this commitment come from? And it comes from places that you're gonna love hearing about. Listen.
I think I embody the values and morals that my parents and life experiences have given me. I do think that teams take on the embodiment of where they're at and the fan bases that root for them. I think it's no question that, you know, the majority of Philadelphia Eagles teams are labeled tough, hard-nosed, physical football teams. And I think a large part of that is because of the vibe, the energy, and what the city demands. So, you know, I am a product of a lot of different things.
He's a product of his parents and of the fans of this city, that we have held him to a high standard and he has reached it. And that's just, wow. Billy, is that a, I mean, that's what you're looking for in a sports hero, right?
You're looking for that, like Sharani said, as your leader, as somebody that will go in the locker room and he does it by voice, but also does it by example.
I'm telling you right now, if he's in this studio this minute, coronavirus or not, he's getting a big wet one from me right on that bushy beard.
Ew.
Right on that bushy beard.
You knew how to keep him out of the studio, don't you?
Yeah, really. Way to ruin it.
I love that man. I don't know that I have ever respected or more a sports hero in this town than I do Jason Kelce.
You surprised there's not a statue of him somewhere yet?
There will be, I'm sure. But, John, one of the reasons I want to make a big thing of this is that the way his contract is structured, we may be watching him for the final five or six games. Seriously, this might be the end of the line for him. And the Eagles are never going to be able to replace Jason Kelce, ever. Rich, I like a man with a big, bushy beard. Yes, I do, if his name is Jason Kelce. Rich is on the line. Hi, Rich.
How you doing, morning team?
Better than baseball. I'm doing better than baseball.
Yeah, I agree with Mr. Johnson. You know, and back in the day when I was younger, a kid, you know, these players play for the love of the game. They just don't do it anymore. It's horrible. It really is.
So I'm just curious. Are you a fan, Rich?
I am a fan. I definitely am. I was in the stands when Terry Mulholland pitches no-hitter, and it was great. It was a great experience. I was sitting next to a guy from England who used to watch the games at 3 o'clock in the morning in England. And he was at his first Phillies game, and he said, "Man, the Phillies are good." And this is when they weren't good. And me and my friend said to him, "They're not that good. You're just witnessing possible history." And Terry Mulholland pitches no hitter that night.
All right, Rich, just phenomenal. Tell me that, Rich. Do you feel like that they're turning their back on you?
Absolutely, no question about it. You know, these high priced players, they're not playing for the love of the game. They're playing for the money. They're playing for themselves. They're not playing for the fans.
And what about the owners? The owners are—they're no less blameless. They're the same. Yeah. They're only in it to make themselves richer. That's all they're doing.
Absolutely, I totally agree with that. I can't agree with you more, Angela.
Oh, great. You know? All right, you get to lock out anybody in sports you want to forever, Rich. Who is it?
My first two were taken, so I have to go to my third choice. Ben Simmons and Jerry Jones were taken, so I'm going to go with Lenny Dykstra.
Lenny Dykstra is done with sport. I'm going to give you mine right now because mine is outside. See, those are what you call chalk. Those are automatic. Mine is LeBron James. LeBron James right now is bad for sports. You realize? It's a perfect counter to Kelce, who Kelce still remained humble. He is still a man who reflects the values of the fans. LeBron James, I'll go to you on this, Billy. He's getting fans thrown out for profanity, and he's yelling profanity back at them.
Yeah.
He is so detached from reality, and he is a model for the behavior of the spoiled players in the league. He's the guy. If he's going to act like that, why shouldn't I?
Yeah, I mean, my thing is, if you have a problem with the way the fans are saying something, you don't have to be as demonstrative to go point them out. Tell the referee, then the referee can go do it. But the way he did it
to me was
wrong.
There's so much going on with him right now that's negative, and it shouldn't be. This is the twilight of an amazing career. You know, go out with some grace, some class. Yeah. Don't do this. Ugh, awful. All right, Melinda is on the line. Oh, boy, she's got a story about snitching. Hi, Melinda.
Hi, Angelo. How are you today?
Did you snitch?
Hello, Rhea and John Johnson.
Hello.
And, of course, Ava.
All right, did you snitch on somebody, Melinda?
Yes, I did.
Who?
I snitched on a coworker.
Ooh.
Ooh, tell me this. I love this stuff. Tell me what happened.
Well, the reason I snitched, you know me, I'm a pharmacist.
One
of my coworkers, when I worked at the VA, sadly lost his wife. And I noticed he was making mistakes, and I was concerned for the veteran. So I spoke up and told our supervisor that I don't think he should be interacting directly with patients and maybe doing something else. So they moved him to a different role.
Did he resent that you did that?
Well, I don't know if he knew that I went to the boss.
Were you nervous that he would find out that you were the snitch?
No, I wasn't, because the protecting my veterans was more important than him not being mad at me.
But he was dealing with the loss of his wife, right, Melinda?
Right.
That's what you said. So he had a reasonable excuse. I would like to believe that once he got over that, maybe he could have resumed an effective performance in that job, right?
Yes.
You had to protect the veterans in that moment.
That's correct.
It almost feels wrong to use the word snitch in a story like this.
Yeah. You're really protecting people. I think what you did. But the thing was, if he found out, wouldn't he have yelled at you?
I don't know. Actually, he was close friends with the supervisor, so I don't know.
Maybe the supervisor got in trouble, too. See, if you could take out someone else there, that's really good. Because if the supervisor's a jerk and you snitch and they both get in trouble, that worked out great. That's
right.
All I'm saying. Just saying it. All right, anyway, Melinda, lock somebody out of sports for me. Who you got?
I hope this hasn't been said yet. Jeff Lurie.
No, it has not been said.
The owner.
It has not been said, and it's juicy. Nice job, Melinda. Do you have so far the names, Johnson?
I do. We have Jerry Jones, Skip Bayless, Ben Simmons, Lenny Dykstra, and Jeffrey Lurie.
Now, could you please lock somebody out yourself, Johnson?
Can I lock someone out? I don't even know if he's in sports anymore, but he's certainly involved in the media, and he's been brought back from the dead. Joe Banner.
Joe Banner.
Can we put him back in the grave?
Oh, please.
Please.
He was, by the way, pontificating on Twitter yesterday about his record in the NFC when he was here and how many games they won.
Oh, of course he was.
I got to get this in. Billy, you were the GM of the Sixers when he was the president of the Eagles, right?
Yes.
Did you enjoy his work? Was he fun to be around?
I made a point. I went to just go to practice and visit Andy every
great.
Year.
Yeah.
Which you enjoyed. But I never really ran across him until towards the end of his tenure here.
And when you did?
It was at a charity event, so he was pretty good.
Deep down, do you know he was disliked in his community?
I just think people looked at him as somebody very difficult to deal with.
This man is going to be the president of the United States.
How nice he is about it.
Did you hear the way he handled those questions? That is art. That is talent. 215-592-9494. Guys, I got open lines today. Sean, Matt, Clifford W. Lentz, and you. What are you waiting for? This is not hard. You get to eliminate someone from sports. 215. You could. Maybe it's an announcer. Maybe it's somebody you just never liked. Maybe it's us. 215-592-9494. Jump on now while you can. We come back. Gary Myers. You don't want to miss that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.